All right, 1380 WPHM. Google Maps is celebrating its 15th anniversary this year. That's right. Google Maps has been around that long. But go back to 2005, and let's think about how we used those maps way back when. Joining us right now, LaToya Drake from Google, a media expert there, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about how Google Maps has changed and what you can do with the app now. Good morning, LaToya.
Good morning.
I was just sitting here thinking before you called about 2005. We didn't even have apps at that time. You had to go onto your computer, print up directions, and take them with you in the car.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it seems so long ago, but no, we didn't have our smartphones. The best you could do with your navigation was to print it out. Hopefully things went well and you followed directions as they were laid out, because if you missed a turn, no one could correct it, no one could fix it. And you think about where we are now, and really everyone has a navigation system in your pocket. You're not really going out and buying something to plug into the car and update. We all have the ability to hopefully not be lost and be expert navigators. And, you know, 15 years is not that long, but quite a bit has shifted, and the entire behavior has changed if we look back to where we were then and where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you can do with Google Maps that maybe not everybody is familiar with. I mean, we know how to, you know, set directions and listen to the voice guide us, turning left, turning right, but there's so much more you can do.
Correct. And what I like to kind of offer to people is to not just think of it as a navigation tool. It really is a discovery tool. Mm. And what we mean by that is we want to take you to places that are not accessible by car, plane, or otherwise, and take you to those places and help you really experience something and discover something that may be on your radar but you've never been able to see. Example of that is the International Space Station. We've actually mapped that. So if you're using a feature called Street View, and I think this is great for students who love space and want to see what the astronauts see, we can't get you to drive to space, but what we can do is give you a 3D experience within Google Maps, just searching for it, just looking around, seeing what's happening, understanding the experience, or even places like the Eiffel Tower. If you've not been to Paris and you want to feel like you're walking around and exploring it, we know it's not the best, it's the same as being in person, but the next best thing is to still get to experience and discover a new place that otherwise you weren't able to do 15, 20 years ago.
It is really cool. It's so much fun to explore different corners of the world that you otherwise, as you said, wouldn't have known about or be able to see. What are some of the other features in Google Maps that are really handy for day-to-day use?
And I'm glad you said from day-to-day use, because our teams, when we're developing new features, we think about what does a real person need?
Yeah.
What would be helpful that you don't know how to ask for, but if it shows up, you say, I'm so glad Maps does that.
Right.
One that I love is something called Live View. I live in a walking city. I live in New York. I go to cities where I'm walking around quite a bit. I'm that person who's always lost and walking the wrong direction. But with Live View, if you search for a place, if you turn on this feature, you hold up your phone, you can actually see the world around you, and it will give you an arrow so that you know exactly the direction to walk in. Again, small features, but when it happens, it kind of takes you aback and you say, wow. Or let's say you're navigating somewhere, you get to where you were going, you get to one of these huge parking structures and people are taking pictures, hopefully you remember where you were. Now within Maps, you can actually save where you parked so that when you're done, we can navigate you back to your car, and then you can navigate where else you need to go. But they're small things, but all designed with making your life a little bit easier.
That's a great idea, because I've been in that situation before where you've, you know, turned left, turned right, and all of a sudden you don't know where that parking structure was. Where's my car? And that can cause some panic. So to be able to find it easily, that's a lifesaver.
I feel you on that when you're setting off the alarm, trying to see if you can hear the car.
We have all been there. It sounds like you're constantly at Google working to improve the functionality of the maps.
And you know what? And that's exactly right. But I also say this. We talked about it being a discovery tool. Mm-hmm. We also think about what else can it do that keeps you from having to open up another app,
yeah,
pick up the phone. So things like making a dinner reservation. If you're searching for a restaurant, you can easily click reserve a table. Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe you want to try it out for that reason. But this is designed to do things that maybe you needed to go somewhere else to do. But hopefully you kind of have this seamless experience where you can do many different things all in one place.
It's not just road maps. You've got airport terminal navigation, too.
There's so much so much useful stuff for people who are traveling. Yes, getting to the airport, getting around airports can be crazy, especially if you're not going there often. We can navigate you around the terminals and not just airports, but really starting to map indoor spaces is the next one of the next big things that we're thinking about, not just roads, but what does the interior of a place look like and how can we get you around? And then even if you're traveling out of the country, if you're once you've navigated around the airport, the ability to still use your maps is really important for a lot of people. I always point out, download your maps. You can use them offline, still navigate and get directions and not have to burn up your data plan or come back with a really high cell phone bill.
Mm, that's a great point. Yeah, much has changed in the last 15 years. It sounds like there's still a lot to come in the next 5, 10, 15 years.
And I think the pace of change is going to be so fast. That in 5 years from now, I think we'll be using maps in a way that we're not even really imagining right now.
Don't even know how we're going to be using them. Neat stuff, LaToya. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. LaToya Drake from Google. And Google Maps is now 15 years old. But 15 years ago, we didn't have smartphones. We didn't have an app on our phone. We would print out directions. But it's amazing the things you can do now with Google Maps.